Sound, taking us to the other side of 7:30 on a Monday morning. It's the 4th of May, and may the 4th be with you. If you're a Star Wars fan, you know what I'm talking about. But right now, it's time for us to splash into the pond like a pebble, creating a Monday morning ripple. It's time for the feel-good feature, the ripple. Penny Faree is in the house. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning to you, Mike, and good morning to all our listeners joining us for another edition of The Ripple. Now, every Monday morning, we bring you The Ripple. It's a moment to hear about the people on the North Coast who are quietly and stubbornly refusing to look away, making a real ripple in our community. This morning, I want you to picture something. It's a Thursday afternoon. A van pulls up in a community in Shaka's Head, and before it even stops, the children are already running. They're not running because it's exciting. They're running because they're hungry, and they know that that van means a hot meal is coming. The man behind the wheel is Rex Hunt. 18 years ago, Rex answered what he calls his calling. Today, he runs ADCA, Against Drug and Child Abuse, a nonprofit supporting people through addiction, mental health, hunger, and hardship across Shaka's Head and Grytville and the North Coast. Every single week, 50 weeks a year, Rex and his volunteers cook and deliver 170 liters of hot vegetable stew. They feed more than 500 people, pensioners who can barely walk, children, families with nothing, people the world has largely forgotten about. Rex Hunt, good morning and welcome to The Ripple.
Morning, Penny. Thank you. How's it, Mike?
Hey, Rex. Great to have you in the house, man. And we're talking about this incredible story, this thing called the Hot Meal Initiative. Is that right?
Correct.
Penny, take us into the talk.
Well, take us back. What was the moment or the person that started all this for you, Rex?
Ben, so 18 years ago, we just felt that there was a need that needed to be met in Shaka's Head. There was a family that were looking after seven orphans, non-registered orphans, and I just had a heart to help this family out, so I built onto the RDB house and just started looking after them there, and it just grew. And then around about 7 years ago, through my organization Against Drugs and Child Abuse, in local NPO, I really felt God say to me, I want you to start a feeding scheme next week.
Sure. Wow, that's a tight timeline.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it, but thought about it the following year, and I thought, okay, that's a bit harsh and fast. But the week came on, and I started the following week, and had about five or six volunteers, and we were lent a pot in another kitchen, and we just started chopping vegetables and cooking, and then got into shock as they started giving out, and here we are 7 years later. Having my own pot that I managed to get and converted a container into a kitchen and a bunch full of volunteers. Yeah, and we're doing about 200 liters of food, cooked food now. Yeah. We've had to up it over the last 2 weeks because we have found 160 physically disabled people in Shaka's Head. People that are actually not able to get out of bed.
Wow.
So I took the call on and said, right, we're going to help them out. And so we're feeding them as well now.
Gosh.
So yeah, it's exciting. It's great. The volunteers are just incredible people, and they bring vegetables and all sorts of stuff, and we get into it.
Is that where you get? And where do the vegetables and the stew, the food for the stew, comes from? Is that purely donations from around the community?
Yeah, Penn, it is. Look, this ADCA is a faith-based organization. Yeah. We're really just standing faith for things that are going to come in, and finances and food and stuff for the Hot Meal Initiative. But volunteers bring in fresh veggies with them. Others that are not able to come, but they want to get involved. There's an account for a guy that goes through to the fresh produce market in Durban at 7 o'clock, 5 o'clock on a Tuesday, and he gets for us there. Other people use other local people, and they deliver. Some people just put money into the NPO account, which then I can use. But I still got to buy the oil and the gas and all sorts of stuff. Mm. Wow. So it's great to see people surviving with a bag of potatoes or whatever it is, and then they get involved. So there's a whole community that's built around the volunteers as well.
Yeah. You said recently that most people above the bread line have no idea how many people around us currently are genuinely battling. And you had a mother and daughter arrive at your door and with literally nothing but a small gas cooker. How common is this? How common is this in our community right now?
Way more common than we'd realize, Ben. When I say a gas cooker, I'm talking about a little camping,
like a little
single camping that you and I would use if we were going camping up on the Berg. And they had to have that. That's all they had. And we're not talking about people from Shaka's Head. We're talking about people in our community. The other people that are arriving all the time are people off the street, but also people from afar. I mean, I've got people as far as Richmond, wow, contacting me on Facebook asking for food. So obviously I can't supply to them. It's just too far.
Yeah.
But there's a massive amount, you know. So our footprint is really here, Shocker's Head, Grantful sort of area. Yeah. Anyone else who's local that's needing some form of food and substance, then we give that to them. Yeah. Yeah.
And like, walk us now through what a week actually looks like. Because this just doesn't happen just with Soli. It's a whole, you know, there's the chopping of the vegetables, the cooking, the filling. Just take us through your week.
Well, the week's lovely. If I wasn't here on Monday morning, I'd get up at about 9 and I have breakfast at 10. It'd be beautiful. So Wednesday morning, we set up there at Edka, and my center's behind Ringside Boxing.
Oh, that's in Mhlali.
Yeah. In Mhlali. And then at 8 o'clock, our volunteers arrive with vegetables. Now, often in organizations, the volunteers, we've got to stir them up to get there. I have volunteers that arrive really early, like 7:30, 7:10. I've got to say to them, guys, can you please not get chopping yet to sit and talk? Because if I have new people arriving and others arrive at 8 and we almost finished chopping, they think, oh, I don't come after all of this. And then they don't come the next week and I'm short of veggies. So my volunteers are so good, I've got to hold them back. But that's basically a Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock at Edka. We arrive there. Everything's set up. Tables are there. Knives are there. Chopping boards are there. And we start chopping the veggies. Okay, it's very loud. It's noisy. And it's a lot of fun. Yeah. And then that process goes on that I will chop about 12 to 13 25-liter buckets full of vegetables.
Wow.
And then we also have some other people that sponsor Meaty Bones.
Yeah, okay. It's wholesome. Hey?
It's wholesome. Yeah. And they do that through Wazza's, and Wazza delivers to us. And so we start, we cook that. And that process is I cook throughout the day on Wednesday.
Yeah, and there's big boilers, hey? You've got like these big...
Well, it's a 225-liter pot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that cooks throughout the day.
Yeah.
So the other veggies that we haven't chopped up, I take them out to Grantful Pen, and I go there, and I've got a gorko there, Mavis, and she cooks on a fire. Okay, rain or no rain. And she's making 6 meals a week for 100 pensioners. So they'll come in with their 2-liter ice cream containers that we've given out. And then they'll eat half of that there. And then they'll waddle on home and eat the other half tomorrow. And they'll come back the next day and get their containers as well. But what's beautiful there is we found we've got some youngsters that are helping. And they basically are little runners. And they will take the food to the people that can't get there. Or go fetch the empty container and bring it back. So when the pensioner gets there the next day, it's been filled up. So it's a whole community thing helping there.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, so moving. You said something in the media recently that you said which, you know, stuck with me. The children receiving meals have started sharing food with other kids. And that you've broken a culture of scarcity and replaced it with one of giving. I mean, that's the ripple. Mm. What do you hope that this grows into? What is your vision, you know? Or do you
I'm
just
the
Ross, take it?
Last guy to ask us my vision. Penna, I'd love to see this grow, that we could feed people every day.
Yeah.
So it just wouldn't be my thing. It'll be a community thing. But you know, on saying that, there are lots of people that are feeding different people in the community.
Yeah, they are.
It's not as if I'm the only person. Not at all. There are a lot of people. I know in Kobongo and Shayamoya and Shocker's Crawl, there's a lot happening there. That's why I'm really not going there, because people are sort of doing a wonderful job there. But the ripple effect would be absolutely to grow, to see more children and the older people actually getting food. I'm physically seeing changes in people's bodies just by the nutritional food that we feed. So there's no old stuff. It's not leftovers fetched from anywhere. It's fresh vegetables.
I've seen your operation and I've been out with you, and those are proper nutritional meals, and they're wholesome with the protein and the vegetables and the bread. It really is nutritional and very yumptious, actually.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Rex, for anyone listening who feels inspired and fired up and who wants to get involved, to rock up on a Wednesday and to help with the prep and the chopping, what's the best way to get in touch and to find out more and to spread the word?
Mike, the easiest thing is just to go into my website or my Facebook page. It's ADCA, A-D-C-A, which stands for Against Drugs and Child Abuse. And they can get all my details on there. They can look me up, just send me a WhatsApp or a phone call. Or pitch up, arrive at ringside boxing, say, listen, I'm looking for the guy that does the chopping. Where's he? And they'll put you in the right direction through the gate.
With your bag of vegetables. Well,
don't forget your bag of vegetables. We don't want your old wrinkled red peppers. Okay. We cook better meals than prepared Woolworths food.
Hey, there you go. Solid stuff.
Like potatoes and food that really is
all hard vegetables, butternut, potato, carrots, marrows, onions. No, not really marrows. They just mush down to nothing.
Yeah, they do disintegrate a bit.
Yeah, but nothing goes to waste.
Bring your veggies for admission. That's your entry fee at the door. And looking forward to hearing more stories and to touching base again soon, Rex, to see how things are growing and rolling. And just to you and the volunteers and to the community that has come together to make this thing the success that it is, just more power to you, man. It's an amazing mission, a beautiful story, and the kind of story we want to celebrate on a Monday on the Ripple.
Yes,
hey, Penny.
Yes, Rex, thank you for being here, and thank you for not looking away. And we are actually very grateful for you. You are causing a ripple in our community, and please, everyone, go onto the website adca.co.za. And get involved in whatever way you can. And that's the ripple for this Monday. If you know of someone in our community doing quiet, remarkable work, we want to hear about them. Get in touch with us here at 88 FM.
Back to the music right now with Jeremy Loops.